This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are entering the most critical time in human history. The wheat is being divided from the chaff. We're live. It's Friday, the 18th day of December, 2015. Call this a working vacation. I'm on air, but I've got so much technically to do with launching the TV network on more UHF, VHF, and cable stations next year, and so much to do in preparation for sending out our investigative reporters on big stories that what I do is around the Christmas holidays, I'll take a few days off next week and a few days, maybe the week after that, and basically stay here at the office and work. And that's what I'm doing. Paul Watson is going to be hosting the show today, but I'll be here in the second hour, and I'll be here for part of this hour as well. What happens is I do a 3-4 hour radio show, and I get really drained. Then I've got to take about an hour break generally in my office. Then I work till 5, 6, 7 at night. So in the holidays, I just get home at 4 or 5 to see my children. And end up so for me that's a vacation, just working till 4 o'clock. So excuse me for my vacation time, but I am here for my vacation right now. Seriously though, wild horses couldn't drag me away. Legendary, epic, those are the words for what's going on every front. Incredible technological developments, incredible discoveries every day of Earth-like planets very close to us and bionic eyes that see almost as good as a human eye, giving sight to the blind. Just fabulous good stuff happening. While criminals in the criminal psycho class who enjoy dominating and screwing people over, who are in competition against competition and against a level playing field, they are waging war against the free market. They are looting our countries to the ground to consolidate power and hoard it all for themselves. They can't stand that there's competition in media. They can't stand there's competition in ideas because they lose on that playing field. They are sore loser failures. They are monopoly men and women. Big broadcast today. We're going to go to break in a moment. But first, we'll talk to Paul Watson about some of what he's going to be covering. But this House easily approves $1.1 trillion funding bill, 316 to 113. Rush Limbaugh calls it the Republicans selling the American people down the river. That's absolutely accurate. The FBI's arrested more for Islamic State planned mass casualty attacks on rush hour traffic and on colleges in California. And Obama comes out with a holiday speech saying there's no credible terror threat. He said that a few days before San Bernardino. So normally what he says is the exact opposite. It's what the devil does, he lies. You didn't build your business. 2 plus 2 equals 5. Raising the debt doesn't raise the debt. We're not coming for your guns, but we're going to ban them. This is a war against reality to condition you to accept total fraud. And so Paul Watson, this and a lot more today. Paul Ryan builds a big fence around his house, his big mansion, gorging off taxpayer money and insider deals. But he won't let America even have a basic border patrol. He's involved in massive amnesty through this spending bill and going to bring in more ISIS and Al-Qaeda people in the refugee stream. I mean, with people like Paul Ryan, who needs Hillary Clinton, Paul Watson?
Well, I mean, the term conservative cuckold came out a few months ago, and that describes it perfectly. But as you said at the start of the show, I mean, this year has been the most tumultuous in terms of news stories that I can ever remember. You know, you're talking about Charlie Hebdo, the rise of Trump, the migrant crisis, the Paris attacks. I mean, it's been momentous in so many ways, and it continues to be that way right up until the end of the year. So just the stories that we've covered recently are monumental, and they're still flooding in.
That's right, and what's really scary is that InfoWars, with your great work and Drudge magnifying what we're doing and so many others, is just devastating globalists everywhere. And, man, they are sending their enemies in out of the woodwork, which is great. We expect full frontal attacks, both on the ground here locally, we're fully aware of those operations, and from the central occupied government. But believe me, folks, we are in the thick of battle. Paul Watson, stay there. We'll be back.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in, and I hope that judge.
That's right, all the bad things that have happened to me in my life only made me stronger. All the vicious, horrible things our enemies do only makes us that much better. And I thank God for all those blessings, always taking us through it. Well, we've got the Donald Trump pinata here. The Democrats have been around the country holding birthday parties and things where they scream death to the racist and children beat up Donald Trump pinatas. So I ordered one online. It turns out they're a very popular item. And I guess I'm going to pull some stunt with it. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do. But it's going to happen here in the next few days. It'll be up on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Perhaps we should go out and do a person on the street and ask folks if they think that Donald Trump should be beaten. And see if they'd like to beat him there on the side of the street. Maybe we'll have a long pole and hang Donald Trump the pinata out there so they can hit it and kind of parrot the mainstream media. And then we can actually talk about some of Donald Trump's real policies with them and find out why they want to suicide this republic and why they take some of his statements that are pretty mild and get so vitriolic about it. So we are going to be actually interviewing the Pinata here in the next few days. Not as good as the real Trump that joined us a few weeks ago, and I'm told will be joining us again in the new year. And I'm going to stop right there and tell you that in the new year, I'm going to be traveling to a major U.S. city to interview someone, and this interview will probably be as big as the Trump interview. Now, what other interviews could be that big? Not Rand Paul, not Ted Cruz. Who else could be as big as the Trump interview or as big as the Matt Drudge interview? Riddle me this, Batman. And so that is coming up. And, of course, I'll be doing it in person. In person. I've been invited into their home for the interview, and I really look forward to it. And it's going to be groundbreaking and very, very important. So you know that I kind of sneak up big interviews on people generally. I didn't tell you Trump was coming on, even though I knew a week before he was. And who knows, there might be another Trump interview too soon, but that's not the big event. It's not a second Trump interview. Though a second Trump interview is in the works. And again, it's what it signifies. That Trump knows the mainstream media is going to demonize him coming on the show, so he does it to show them how irrelevant and pathetic and snot-nosed they are. Now, that said, obviously, the big news today is extremely, extremely important, because out of all of the stories I have, there is one in particular that's up on Infowars.com, and there's a video of this, and I don't want to steal his thunder, because he's going to be covering it here in just a moment and hosting the broadcast today. Paul Joseph Watson video. This is a Rosetta Stone story. There are so many stories that we point at that if you understand this story, you understand the whole agenda. Through this keyhole, you can see a great universe on the other side. Video. Canadian children sing Muhammad worship song. Prime Minister tweets approval. Song inspired by Muhammad's return to Medina after he forced Christians to convert to Islam, but also killed thousands by chopping their heads off. And it's a Christmas carol group with the government, and they have the Christians invite the, quote, refugees in. 1.2 million views, 11,000 thumbs up. The prime minister, the newly elected prime minister, praising it as the little Christian children in the big state-run TV productions that aren't Christmas carols anymore. It is, we celebrate you, Muhammad. Chop the Christian's head off. Let the blood spew. Oh, we love you. Welcome. But in Islamic Arabic. And the song is inspired from another song itself from the Quran. And, of course, I'm all open-minded. I agree. My head should be chopped off, please. And, you know, make my family, my girls wear headdresses and all these other horrible things. No, I don't agree with that. Oh, I'm being hateful because I'm not just supposed to be tolerant. I'm supposed to adopt the most radical allies of socialists everywhere. In fact, Paul Watson wrote a story a few weeks ago. He's doing another one where ISIS admits in their official publication that they're recruiting leftist ideologues and students, so-called intellectuals, sickoid freaks. And I was talking to Paul Watson last night, and he said, you know, a lot of what you'd call the conspiracy culture people are, it's a minority of them, but some are saying, you know, Alex Jones, because it's always fun to be able to shoot at Alex Jones, because if you can do that, it makes you a bigger man or a bigger woman. Alex Jones is promoting the clash of civilizations, and Alex Jones is bad. And Alex Jones wants to kill all the Arabs and the Muslims. That's like saying if I'm against shooting cops in the back of the head when they pump gas or change a tire, that I'm for police brutality. No, I'm not for George Soros funding a diseased revolution in this country of leftists to burn down every major city and have the feds come in and federalize the police and then prosecute free speech and environmental crimes and all their other plans for the future to fill the prisons with patriots and law-abiding citizens. I stand against globalist plans, globalist programs, what the globalists push, what they stand for, what they do. So if they want me to hate the police and go out and have federally run, UN-run, strong cities initiatives, takeovers of the police, I'm against it. If they want me to turn my guns in, I'm against it. If they want open borders, I'm against it. Then I can intellectually also show you why that's a smart case. The globalists want open borders. The globalists want to bring in millions of people that invaded Syria to take it over and now failed, and they want to bring them here when large portions are ISIS, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda fighters on record who will attack. ISIS put out a statement yesterday saying we have sleeper cells everywhere and a blitzkrieg is about to begin. That's their word. A blitzkrieg, a lightning war. And at the end of it, the criminal globalists will take all of our rights, expand a police state, surveil everyone, but still keep the borders wide open. So I'm against bringing these people in so they can attack us. And I'm also pointing out we have to jump through all these political hoops to be able to supposedly be safe and waive all our rights. But then when it comes to actually shipping people in from Mexico, Africa, the Middle East, wherever, they don't even look up their passports or IDs. That's in the news. They just say, come on in. And every day it's in the news where they disappear by the thousands in Texas and Louisiana and New York and California. And the feds go, we're not going to tell the police even what their names are. They're just free to do whatever. But I almost got a proctology exam the last time I flew in from a four-day trip to Cancun with my kids. One of these people didn't like me, knew who I was, said, go in the back. And then the senior guy came in and said, look, we know you're not smelling anything, Alex, you can go. But we apologize. I said, you don't need to apologize. I kind of got mad, too. I'm sorry. The point was, is that this is a joke. Then there was the grape jelly thing. I was at a farmer's market in Omaha, bought some grape jelly for my mom. And they flipped out and said, next time you'll be charged. I almost missed my flight. They interrogated me for 45 minutes about the grape jelly. Why'd you bring it? Why'd you commit the crime? Trying to set me up. And I said, I just didn't think about it. I still thought I was in a free country. Sorry about the grape jelly. But see, the globalists want the open borders. They want to bring these people in. I am against it. But see, people that criticize us don't really want to save the country or have a free world or a future. They just want to feel like they are intellectually superior. So let me wave a magic wand for you. Sparkle noise, bling, you are superior to me. You're smarter than me. You're better than me. You're harder working than me. You could beat me up. I'm a wimp. You've got the answer. So you go out there, all of you, on the message board, on YouTube, wherever. It's a minority of folks, but I want to address them. It's me and Paul were talking about last night. And you save the world. Oh, I get it. You save it by criticizing me. Good. Do it more. Let me bait you. You don't know how things work in the third and fourth dimension politically. You're attacking me only makes me bigger. So keep it up, and which they will. I'm taunting them right now. Continue. Attack. Do it. I want the attacks. I'm fully committed. I expect it. I want it. I expect to get strong enough and big enough to contend with the enemy's biggest operations. And if I lose, I win. If I win, I win. I committed to goodness. I committed to liberty. I committed to truth. I committed to justice. I win. Period. That's the big secret. And everybody else can win. Deciding to join liberty and freedom. Deciding to fight for sovereignty. To fight for parental rights. To fight for the republic. To fight for your country. To fight for your family. Anything the globalists push, anything the Fortune 100 pushes, is your enemy. Period. And I'm not going to judge you like a Pharisee if you go to a football game or buy a Fortune 100 car. You don't have a choice. But you can still support the liberty movement and make choices where you can to build up local communities, to build up local farmers, to buy American, and to do what you can to expose the globalist operations. So I'm going to just punch out, let Paul Watson come back and respond to this, go over the news, cover it all, huge budget news, you name it. But I'm proud of being against totally open borders. I'm proud of saying we shouldn't bring in a bunch of refugees who are known terrorists, many of them. I'm proud of telling you first there were Stinger missiles at Benghazi. I'm proud of exposing fluoride as meant to reduce your IQ, now totally admitted. We're vindicated on every front. Everything. Everything you see happening, we told you 15, 20 years ago. That's why we're exploding. And so just let Rachel Maddow, let there be thousands of articles a week attacking us and lying about us and saying things I didn't say, that there's big wasp under the Capitol building or under the UN and that we didn't moon land and that, you know, all this bull. It doesn't work anymore. Good. Continue your attacks. Point everyone at InfoWars. They'll find the truth. I'll be back in the second hour. Here's Paul Watson.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Paul Watson's theme song. In 1814, we took a little trip along the Mississippi to the mighty.
In 1814. along. We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down to mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took some beans and we caught the bloody British.
I didn't intend to play the lover music coming in. Paul Watson actually can't stand the Queen and all the rest of it. You know, more than half the people in the UK back then in England were against the Revolutionary War in this country, and that's why we had so much support in England. And after a six-year war, they finally had put so much pressure. That's why the king backed down and sued for peace. So that's a good thing. You know, that's where our freedoms first began to be recognized and focused on. They didn't come from that, but people began to point to them was in Runnymede in 1215. And Lord Monckton was on yesterday and said, Prince Charles better think about other princes and kings that have had their heads cut off, including his ancestor, Charles I, if he continues to engage in treason against the UK. Pretty bold statement from Lord Monckton. Never heard him talk like that. We ought to get Paul's take on that later. Paul, I'm going to hand the baton to you. I know you were supposed to be hosting today. I appreciate you doing it. But I'm up here, you know, obviously doing bookkeeping work, working on the TV network, and just couldn't get drug away from the microphone. Appreciate all the intel and stuff you've got coming up today. And I'll be back some for part of the second hour, and we're working on some other special reports. But just to finish up, when I talk about Clash of Civilizations, for those that don't know, Dick Cheney and others wrote the PNAC report back in 2000. We'll go destabilize the Middle East. We'll engage in all these different activities. And then we will use the crises out of the destabilized Middle East to go in and take it over. And then we'll use the continuing threat to take everybody's rights here in America. Well, people then say, well, that's what they're doing. Exactly. So we're opposing their war to invade, their war to destabilize, their war to do all of this. And then we failed at that. So now we're opposing their next phase to flood us with all these third world jihadis. See how that works? We're opposing the globalist plan every step of the way, but people aren't sophisticated enough to get that. Since the globalists destabilized the Middle East, put radicals in, we're now supposed to accept their next phase of the plan and bring them in here to complete that phase. Paul, that makes no sense. Why can't people be sophisticated enough to understand if the globalists want to bring all these jihadis in, it might not be a good idea? I mean, we oppose the wars. We expose the false flag. We oppose going in. We tried to stop it. We failed. Now we're trying to stop the next phase. We have a chance of stopping it. I mean, where is the logic out there, Paul? You've got the floor. I'll see you next hour.
Well, it's the inability for people to hold more than one thought in their head at one time. So if you criticize the wave of immigrants who aren't integrated into our culture, who are already causing crime waves, rape epidemics, then that also means for some reason that you're pro-empire, you're pro-military intervention, when that's partly what caused the refugee problem in the first place. So again, some people think there's some grand narrative behind InfoWars, that we're pushing some grand conspiracy, when we're simply covering the news cycle. Like people say to me, you know, why are you so obsessed with feminists? Why are you always talking about feminists? Why are you always talking about Black Lives Matter? Why are you always talking about Trump? I'm talking about the news cycle. That's how it works. So obviously, with the current refugee crisis and the Paris massacre, we're talking about Muslim migration. We're talking about jihadist
terror. And they admit they're going to use the immigrant wave as an excuse to totally invade the Middle East, destabilize it more, set up an EU army over the people, and suppress the citizens. It's so obvious. Well, how are these people so stupid?
And then you look at ISIS themselves. That's what they're saying. That's what a caliphate is. It's an empire. They basically want to recreate what Muhammad and the Muslims created before the Christian Crusades. They want to take Rome. This is just history repeating itself over and over again. So to simply draw attention to what they want is not embracing that entire narrative. To draw attention to people being raped, Muslim women primarily being raped, people having their hands chopped off, women being stoned to death, that's not pushing a clash of civilizations. That's pushing classical liberal principles that everybody needs to stand behind, if not be called a complete hypocrite, which is a big problem at the moment with the regressive left, who the moment you mention that there might be a problem integrating these people, many of whom are illiterate, they've got no respect for women, they've got no respect for minorities, yet we have to adapt to them. And to even suggest that that might be an issue, which is already proving to be an issue, that means you're a bigot, you're an Islamophobe. And then you've even got left-wing organizations, and I'll get into this more after the break, listing as anti-Muslim bigots devout Muslims, American Muslims, who are campaigning against things like honor killings. So these left-wingers, these middle-class white liberals, are actually putting actual devout Muslims on hate lists because they criticize the intolerant aspects of their own religion. It's completely crazy, but we're going to get more into it after the break. A ton of news and Peter Schiff coming up. This is the Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show Live with me, Paul Joseph Watson. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want
obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show Friday edition. The Dow Jones is currently down about 270 points. Gold has shot up again, of course, after this week's Federal Reserve interest rate rise. We're going to have economist Peter Schiff on the show in the third hour to discuss the ramifications of that. We're going to take your calls also later in the show. But Alex mentioned it just in the previous segment. Top story on Infowars.com. Video. Canadian children sing Muhammad worship song. PM tweets approval. Video shows Canadian children singing a song which celebrates Muhammad's arrival in Medina after he forced Christians to convert to Islam under threat of death. Here's the video. So you've got about 100 or more, probably 200, Canadian school children obviously having been told to sing this pro-Muhammad worship song. The composer of this song told the Ottawa Citizen, this was musician Laura Hawley, that it was influenced by an Arabic song, a Muslim song called Tala al-Badru al-Nanya, and that it blended in elements of that with her original composition. So it wasn't that original song, but it was inspired by that song and included elements of that song. So I actually went and researched where this song came from, what inspired that song, which again in turn inspired the song being sung by Canadian school children. Again, the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted out his approval for them singing this song the day after they welcomed 163 Syrian refugees into Canada. The composer claims it's got nothing whatsoever to do with that. But if you actually research the origins of this song, it celebrates the aftermath of the Battle of Tobruk, which back in history was an expedition, a military expedition, or a jihad, to what is present-day northwestern Saudi Arabia. So basically, Muhammad, with about 30,000 troops, led them to this area to face off with the Byzantine army. The Byzantine army were not present when Muhammad arrived, so it wasn't really a battle in the true sense of the word. But what they did do while they were there in this area, which is now Saudi Arabia, was force Jews and Christians to convert to Islam under threat of death or pay a jizya, which of course is a tax for non-believers, the same tax currently being imposed by ISIS on Christians in the Middle East, who they basically go to and say, you will pay this crippling tax, which is, you know, around 20% of their income, or we'll behead you and take your wives as sex slaves. So they either have to convert to Islam or pay this humiliating tax. That's what this song is about. That's what Muhammad did when he went to this area, which is now Saudi Arabia, went there to fight the Byzantine army. They weren't there, so his Muslim army simply took over the entire area and forced everyone to convert to Islam. And it's actually mentioned in the Quran. The Quran refers to the battle by calling on Muslims to fight and kill non-believers until they, quote, pay the jizya with willing submission and feel themselves subdued. The jizya, again, is a crippling tax which ISIS is now imposing on Christians in the Middle East. And then it also refers to a letter in the Quran that Muhammad sent to the Christian prince Allah, threatening him to convert to Islam, pay the jizya, or be killed. So in summary, you've got Canadian children, 200 of them, up there, basically singing a song that celebrates the subjugation and submission of Christians to Islam after thousands of Muslims took over a large portion of territory. So as I write in the article, given that history and given what this song is based on, it would perhaps have been less provocative simply to have the children chant Allah Akbar instead. And of course, this concern about Islamization of the schools has been a relevant issue in recent weeks. We've got a story here out of newsplex.com. Augusta County schools closed due to calligraphy assignment reaction. According to a statement from the county schools administration, it's because numerous phone calls and emails that have been sent to schools in the area following a geography assignment that involved copying Arabic calligraphy. But of course, the calligraphy that these children at this school were told to copy by their geography teacher was the Shahada, or the Muslim statement of faith that translates as "There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." So now you've got a bunch of irate parents complaining to the school that their children were forced to basically tacitly in print convert to become Muslim. No doubt they're up in arms about it. The school reacted by closing entirely, citing threats. They say there was no actual physical threat to the students or the teachers, but merely the vitriol coming from the parents has forced the school to close today. Then we have this out of CBS Minnesota. A couple of days ago, parents questioned choice to sing Allah Akbar at holiday concert. Some parents in the Anoka Hennepin School District are questioning a choir teacher's decision to use a song about Ramadan performed in Arabic at a holiday concert. Or in other words, a Christmas concert. We can't say that anymore. It's not politically correct. At Thursday night's concert at Blaine High School, one of the songs students will be singing includes Arabic words, including the phrase Allah Akbar, which means God is great, and of course is the phrase that terrorists chant and scream right before they murder and massacre innocent people. So basically you've got school children across America, you've got employees at office parties saying, you've got people in universities saying, don't call it a Christmas party, that might offend somebody, that's not culturally sensitive. Don't have red and green holiday decorations, that might trigger somebody. Maybe it'll, you know, upset someone like Saeed Farouk. That was apparently one of his triggers before the San Bernardino massacre. It might upset the special snowflakes if we dare mention the word Christmas. Meanwhile, it's perfectly fine to have kids, you know, transcribing calligraphy. They're basically converting to become Muslim, singing songs about how Allah is great, over in Canada, singing songs about a Muslim conquest where Jews and Christians were forced to convert to Islam under pain of death. That's perfectly acceptable, but don't you dare mention the word Christmas. So again, it's kind of this fusion of the West being forced to adopt to this culture. And it might be okay if we could actually celebrate our own culture in the process, but we can't do that anymore. That's bad, that's evil, that's politically incorrect, and it might upset somebody. It might upset the next Saeed Farouk, who might massacre a bunch of people as a result. Now, from Canada, one liberal basket case to another, we've got this out of Sweden, up on Infowars.com. Sweden's top public broadcaster bans use of the word immigrant. Sweden's top public broadcaster, SVT, and this is their equivalent of the BBC in the United Kingdom, which of course is funded by mandatory television license fees, where they throw you in a cage if you don't pay it. Of course, the BBC intimately tied to the state, So it's a Swedish version of that. Has ordered its employees not to use the word immigrant because it might be seen as politically incorrect. It might upset the special snowflake jihadists that are basically taking over Sweden. While also prohibiting the terms black and dark skin because they may arouse criticism of terrorists and criminals. We don't want to hurt the feelings of terrorists and rapists. They're special snowflakes that deserve their own safe space. We can't offend their feelings. So basically, they've issued a new language manual. Sounds like something straight out of 1984. Which orders the journalist not to say immigrant because it might be offensive to immigrants who have become Swedish citizens. When describing terrorists or criminals, this is also in the language manual, employees have also been told not to use the word black, African origin, or dark skin. Again, because it may arouse criticism of criminals. We don't want to hurt their feelings. However, using the words white or fair-skinned in the same context is perfectly acceptable. Completely ridiculous, but what do you expect out of Sweden? I mean, this is a country whose expert on Islamophobia went on to join ISIS. This is a country whose top bishop calls for removing Christian crosses from churches so as not to upset Muslim migrants who are moving into them. What else was in this language guide? The guide also mandated that anyone accused of discrimination or racism by immigrants is not given any airtime to defend themselves. So again, nothing to do with equality, taking away the free speech rights of somebody to defend themselves if they've been labeled a racist by an immigrant because now they've got special rights that supersede everybody else in the name of tolerance and progressivism. So again, Sweden. This is a place where their politicians call for their citizens to house migrants in their own garages while the country labours under a housing shortage. It's a country where, as we reported a couple of weeks ago, victims of Muslim gang rapes are unsure about whether to report the crime to police because they fear doing so may offend the perpetrator. There was actually a woman who was gang raped on a train in Sweden. She was unsure about reporting the crime to the authorities because she thought the precious snowflake rapist might be deported back to his own country. God forbid anybody would want that. And again, the people who bring this up in Sweden, bearing in mind that it's now the rape capital of the West, number two globally for rape in Sweden since they opened the doors to mass immigration. This is a country that prosecutes prominent politicians merely for drawing attention to the rape statistics, which we've covered before, a 1,400% increase in rapes in Sweden since the 1970s. Merely highlighting that fact leads to people being charged with hate crimes in Sweden. And again, this is why we constantly draw attention to Sweden, because if we don't stop this insanity right now in America, in Canada, in the United Kingdom, this is where we're all heading. I mean, I put out a video about a week ago saying stoning women to death for being raped is bad. Beheading people for being gay is bad. Executing people who leave the religion of Islam is bad. I put out that video. I was reported to the police. For hate speech, you can't say that lopping off the heads of homosexual people is bad because it might offend the Muslims, therefore it's hate speech. You can't criticize the religion of Islam because it's racist, even though it's not a race. And those are the kind of laws that are already on the books in Sweden. We've had prominent politicians go to court and be charged with hate crimes simply for talking about crime statistics. And the fact that in over 70% of cases in Sweden, rapists are foreign-born immigrants. It's just a fact. That's the rape culture that they imported into Sweden. And anyone who draws attention to that is now treated as a hate criminal. Again, this is our future if we don't stand up to this politically correct insanity. So we've got Canadian school children singing songs about how Muhammad, you know, threatened to chop people's heads off if they didn't convert to Islam. It's trendy, it's progressive, it's liberal. Then we got this out of WorldNet Daily. Arrested German jihadist, Islamic blitzkrieg coming. A detained German terrorist told authorities that Chancellor Angela Merkel can expect an Islamic blitzkrieg from returning fighters. Of course, Merkel, Time magazine's person of the year, after opening the doors to 1 million in the initial wave immigrants, the vast majority of them Muslim. Now we're seeing actual ISIS jihadists arrested in Germany, brazenly asserting, proclaiming, predicting that these jihadists that Merkel has brought into the country will commit terror attacks. Just like in Paris, where the ringleader, the mastermind of the Paris massacre, bragged about how he was able to travel back and forth between Europe and Syria by abusing the refugee program, which of course the FBI says that they can't vet these people coming into the United States. So now, Harry S., this is the name of the jihadist, said he was twice approached by ISIS members in the spring to conduct terror attacks inside Germany, but told them he was not ready. He fled Syria in the middle of the night after months of witnessing executions. So this is the guy that fought alongside them. Now he's speaking out against them. And that's not all. There's another report of somebody arrested in a refugee camp in Germany, which we're going to get to. But what I wanted to mention is, you remember after the Paris massacre, we had this bizarre situation in Germany where there was an apparent attempted attack on a soccer stadium. This was just days after the Paris massacre. And suddenly that story completely disappeared. The German authorities said that there were no explosives, despite the fact that police and emergency personnel directly said they were. They covered up the attack, it appears, so as not to reinforce this narrative that these Muslim migrants do indeed pose a terror threat. We'll be back with this and more stories after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year's season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of free shipping and unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off on top of free shipping. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off and again free shipping. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout and we'll ship their gifts free directly to them. We're talking about game-changing gifts and they're all available with free shipping and massive discounts this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
I can see 4 miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, oh, that helps you never see you.
Down 282 points at the moment, of course, a few days after the interest rate was hiked by the Federal Reserve. We're going to have Peter Schiff in the third hour to discuss that. He's going to discuss gold. Today he said on CNBC it would eventually go up to $5,000 an ounce, so we'll ask him about that. Also, oil plummeting, of course, what that means for the future of the U.S. economy and if it signifies that there is another great recession around the corner. But if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, and this is only going to be in effect for the next hour, I'm told, so this is really your last chance to take this opportunity, free shipping on all InfoWarsStore.com orders, and only 3 days left for guaranteed Christmas delivery. So you really need to get your orders in as quickly as possible. Of course, it supports this network. It supports the expansion of this network. It allows us to send reporters out to all these different hotspots and to actually tackle and take on the mainstream media. And it's just been a huge help over the past several years. So we've got 20% off X2 Nascent Iodine. Give the gift of total health and we'll mail it directly to your friends and family. As you heard Alex mention in the break, the Essentials Pack, Survival Shield X2, Super Male or Female Vitality and Silver Bullet. That's 33% off on that special deal. We got the Cleanse Pack, which is Deep Cleanse, Liver Cleanse, Oxy Powder. That's 28% off retail. And Winter Sun Vitamin D, 15% off, as well as other special deals at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 3 days left to get your order in, and that offer on free shipping, so I'm told, is going to end very shortly. So be sure to get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, and it helps build this network. Sputnik News is reporting, ISIS terrorists seized in German refugee camp. But I thought they were all orphans and widows. I mean, that's what President Barack Obama said, right? You've got nothing to worry about. They're just orphans and widows. Well, we had one arrested in Netherlands last week, another ISIS terrorist. We had hundreds of, quote, refugees found with ISIS flags and beheading videos on their cell phones in Italy. Again, just orphans and widows. And now we've got an ISIS terrorist seized in a German refugee camp. A Syrian suspected of working with ISIS was apprehended in a refugee camp in Germany. Leifderham Alderi, reportedly known as the Paymaster, was seized by authorities at a refugee camp in the town of Unna, according to Bild. Alderi was allegedly working as the terrorist group's accountant and was identified by authorities thanks to a photo of him posted online by Syrian anti-ISIS activists. So, of course, you remember during the first wave of the refugee crisis back in September, we had these Free Syrian Army fighters and al-Nusra fighters coming into German train stations. There were comparison pictures posted on Twitter of them with Kalashnikovs, and then arriving in Germany, people said, oh, they were fighting for the Free Syrian Army. They're the moderate rebels. They're the good guys. Don't be Islamophobic. Of course, we know that the Free Syrian Army, many of them defected to ISIS. Many of them gave their weapons to ISIS. And many of them did the same with al-Nusra, which is an al-Qaeda offshoot. So yet more reports of these individuals being found in refugee camps. Just the other day, we had another two suspects in the Paris massacre found in a refugee camp in Austria, again highlighting that this is a major threat. We're going to come back after the break, though, with more news. The Obama administration has lost thousands of terrorists. That's a huge story right now. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the years,